the living conditions of this camp are not adequate, especially the water, the sanitation, as well as the health in general. So the risk of communicable disease outbreaks is very high. One of those communicable diseases is cholera. The risk of a potential cholera outbreak is very high in some of those camps, considering the living conditions of those camps. And in order for us to prevent, some of the NGOs and also UN agencies who are involved in the water and sanitation and health, they have done a great work on putting and providing those basic services. And in order for us to have additional preventive measures, the Minister of Health have requested WHO to use oral cholera vaccination that can help us to prevent potential cholera outbreak. 2 weeks ago, we had a measles outbreak in the refugee camps. Because of those conditions, actually, the one facilitating in this outbreak.
How many camps have you reached so far?
The ultimate goal is to prevent potential cholera outbreak, and we need to reduce the morbidity and mortality of those IDPs due to cholera in case. And if we implement this, we are very much sure that at least 70% we can reduce the risk of cholera outbreak in the camps. To answer your question of the target, I think our target camps now is the main IDP camps. And the first phase is going to be the Minkaman in Awerial, which the campaign have started last Saturday. And now this week, I think the Juba Tombing and also the Juba 3, the campaign will start. And then the second phase is going to be Bor, Malakal and Bentiu.
You are talking of the persons in the camps, in the IDPs and UNMISS compounds. What about those in the camp outside, like in Nimule and other places?
Those also we are planning in the future, but if you compare those who are living in Nimule and those who are living in Minkaman and Juba, you can see that the living conditions are different, because those who are living in Minkaman and also Tombin are very congested. Their sanitation and hygiene level is very poor in compared to the Nimule. But that doesn't mean that we are not implementing. I think in the future we are planning also to implement other camps as long as they meet the criteria of implementing those, because we do what we call risk assessment. And once we identify those camps are at risk of cholera, we implement accordingly.
The total figure vaccinated, how many?
Well, the vaccine just started last Saturday, and the target in Minkaman is 94,000. So we expect to finish in 7 or 10 days. In Juba Tombing, and also this, it will start on Wednesday, and it will take 7 days to finish. So I think it's too early to say how many we vaccinated, but I think in the middle of this week, we will be able to give you some figures. What I would like to pass for this message is this cholera vaccination is very beneficial. It will help to reduce the risk of cholera. And I will advise that every person who live in these IDB camps to get this vaccination. And it's going to be 2 rounds. The first round is going to be now, and then the second doses will be after 2 weeks. And it's mandatory in order to have a full coverage or full protection. Everyone needs to get these 2 doses on the vaccination. So I will encourage that everyone who are living in those IDB camps, please try to get this vaccination, and it will help you to protect yourself from any potential cholera outbreak. And by the way, it doesn't have any side effect, and we do not have any harmful effect to your body. It will just protect cholera disease.